Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. This is probably the best job ad I've ever read for a mechanic. And I'm not even going to shout out where it's at. Not on here. I did on the Patreon, but I'm not going to do it on here. BMW Technician, Level 1 Master Technician. Job details. Salary, $100,000 to $204,000 a year. Sounds pretty good, right? Then they talk about where their location is, and they're growing. They're looking for a BMW Level 1 Master Technician with provable current certifications and experience with other brands. Straightforward, right? We want somebody who's highly motivated, project-driven, and passionate about quality work on European and exotic automotive engineering. We are looking for a GOAT. And then it says in quotes, greatest of all time. Name your salary. We are willing to negotiate like you're a professional athlete. Sounds fucking good, right? They're saying, name your salary. They're treating you like a professional athlete. I've talked about this before. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before. How we're basically like football players or whatever. Like, we should just say, this is what I want to come work for you. And that's what this company is offering. They're saying, name your salary, prove your skills, and we'll pay it. And it gets better, right? Family-owned, operated by diehard European automotive enthusiasts with a passion for performance and racing. That's exciting. That's exciting, dude. We are known for the work we do on BMW, Mercedes, Porsche cars, and we also work on Audi, Bentley, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Mercedes-Benz, Mini Cooper, Rolls-Royce, Sprinter vans, and Volkswagens. We have a climate-controlled facility. Okay, I'm not going to say much more than that. Let me skip through here. All right, qualifications. Okay, here's where it gets serious, all right? They're not fucking around. Minimum of 8 years of dealership experience, preferably European or exotic auto dealers. Okay. Performance, motorsport, and welding experience, a plus. Okay. Got that. Own and bring your own tools, blah, blah, blah. We provide most manufacturer specialty tools and LIC scan tools and licensed factory diagnostic software. All right. You better be able to drive both manual and automatics. And have a valid current driver's license. Compensation, hours, and benefits. You might be hearing a little bit of background noise. It is what it is, dude. Out of town. Starting pay, $100,000 to $204,000 per year, depending on skills and experience. Most techs in a job interview say they can turn 80 hours a week at $50 per hour, equals $204,000 a year. Working 60 book labor hours per week at $40 per hour is $122.4 a year. You must complete a minimum of 60 hours per week. They offer all the benefits. Let me skip ahead here. Not only has everything I've said on their ad sounded good, it gets even better, dude. This is the part where I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going on Patreon. Y'all gotta hear this shit. They have the tools they need to compete on the same level as all the dealerships, okay? We have one of the cleanest and most state-of-the-art facilities in the region. We encourage continued education and will pay for the costs for full-time employees. It gets better. To ensure our techs are happy and healthy, we provide catered meals each day which are prepared by a personal chef. None of you motherfuckers out there got a personal chef.
You know, what's more annoying than selling a big job like, say, a timing belt, and the customer says they'll be back next week to do it? You know, they don't have the money for it, which is fine. Shit's expensive. But when they come back, the dispatcher or the advisor gives it to somebody else and says that they were low on hours. What kind of shit is that, dude? This is the most fucked up thing they can do to a tech, right? Tell me I'm wrong. You know, there's processes, right, that they develop. They make you do free inspections, right? They make you do fucking videos, videotape the car, videotape your inspection with your fucking phone, and we do it for free. You take your fucking time to inspect the car and write up the estimate, get the prices for the parts, labor time, all that shit. You turn it into the advisor, they sell it, and then they say the customer will be back. And then when they come back, they give it to somebody else. What the fuck, dude? It's like, why are we even there, dude? They tell us that we need to inspect cars, and that's how we make money. And then we do it, and they fucking give it to somebody else. Why are the manufacturers closed during the holidays, and we're still open? How about that shit? You can't order parts. Tech line's not available. I mean, what the fuck, dude? Why are we there? If they're closed, we should be closed, right? Shit. I've said it before, your boss could be awesome. You could have the coolest fucking boss. He gives you a raise, you're making fucking money. You're making 150 grand a year, dude. Well, that boss could get fired. Then what? You think they can't cut your pay? I've seen it before. That sucks. Don't overspend what you make, okay? Here's a tip for you. Bring your fucking lunch to work. Stop going out to fucking McDonald's or Taco Bell every fucking day. You're wasting your money. And you're eating shit every day. I stopped doing it about a year ago, and now I can actually afford to pay for the beer I drink. That's a true fucking story, dude. It's fucking $11 for a meal at any fast food shithole right now. And you're just buying shit that makes you feel like shit. Stop, dude. Imagine if you were a normal civilian, and you knew nothing about cars, and you took your Toyota Camry to the dealership for service, and the technician recommended all the shit. You need flushes, oil leaks, normal maintenance, and you said, okay, the bill's $2,300. That's a normal bill, right? You leave the car, you pick it up the next day, everything seems good. Time goes on, and your next oil change is due. You bring it back to the dealer. They recommend the same shit over again, and you say, I just had that done the last time I was here. And the advisor's like, maybe the tech made a mistake. Let me go check. Knowing goddamn well, he probably fucking recommended them. But the previous tech, he fixed your oil leak. But he didn't flush your brakes, your transmission fluid, your power steering fluid. Probably because they sold you a power steering flush and you got electric steering. But you still paid for it. Because you don't fucking know, right? So that tech flagged it all as if he did it. But he didn't do it. There's shops out there doing this shit right now. So the advisor will come back and he says, oh, the tech made a mistake. You're all caught up on your services. You pay for your oil change, you go home, and you got ripped the fuck off, and you don't even know it. The tech's in the shop. They know it. They know that Golden Boy flagged the flushes and didn't do them, but nobody will do anything about it. You know, I watched a YouTube video. I'm not going to name them, but they were talking about how to hire technicians. They said it's hard in California to hire technicians because it's a bigger market for some reason. And there's a lot of traffic. And to get somebody to come and work 6 days a week is hard. 6 days a fucking week, dude. He said 6 days a week. If you're at a shop working 6 days a week, not by choice, turn this shit off and go to the store, buy some fucking crayons and a coloring book, dude. Don't be an idiot. 6 days a week is fucking stupid. If you signed up to work at a shop, any shop, for 6 days a week, you're okay? Neighbors you never even talked to find out that you're a mechanic and now they show up on your porch with fucking cookies and shit, acting like they want to be your buddy. So they can talk you into fixing their fucking car. Then if you do fix it, they complain about it every day. It's fucking hot outside, dude. It should be a crime to not have AC in your shop, dude. Fucking felony. Managers listening, dude. Air condition your shops, dude. Techs will come. And when you do air condition it, keep it on all the time. Don't be a cheap ass and turn it off and open the fucking doors because it ain't nice outside. You go out there and work and tell me if it's fucking nice out, cheap ass. I think if you're at a shop and you're worth a shit as a tech. I'm not talking to the techs that are hacks. We all know who they are, and they know who they are. But if you haven't gotten a raise at your current shop in over a year, nothing's changed, your complaints have been overlooked, other techs are getting fed, you're struggling to make hours, or whatever your complaints may be that are not on yourself, because a lot of them are on ourselves, you know, showing up late, leaving early, coming in hungover, calling out, shit like that. That's on you, dude. You know that. You know you can do better. You should be shopping around, though. You should at least make it a priority to shop around to other shops or dealers within a reasonable amount of distance from your house. Shop around. See what they all have to offer. Maybe you need a change. Maybe you have to change. Maybe you just need to see what you're missing out on. Or see how good you actually have it where you're at now. Just saying. Anyways, I just started a new podcast series on my Patreon account, My Journey as a Technician, where I talk about how I became a technician, all the shit I went through, basically. This series is probably going to identify a lot of why I do this podcast and why I talk about what I talk about on here. And, well, basically because I've been through the shit, and I've been through the same shit you guys have emailed me about. Been through a lot of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it. Different managers, different techs, hacks, bums, pranks, all of it, dude. It'll all be told in this podcast series. And it's only available on the Patreon page. The first episode is already out. I think I've already probably got two out, along with a lot of deleted episodes of the podcast and Patreon-only episodes and whatever else is on there. It's $5 a month to join. If you decide to join, that's awesome. Thanks for the support. I really appreciate it. And if you decide not to join, it's all good, dude. This podcast will still be here every week. All right, y'all. Patreon link is in the show notes. Got any comments, questions, want to come on the podcast, email flatratetechpodcast@gmail.com. Check out my website, flatratetechpodcast.weebly.com. Still fucking free, dude. Patreon page is, I think, patreon.com/flatratetechpodcast, or the link's on my website. Follow the Facebook page for the best mechanic memes out there, Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Instagram is flatratetech_podcast. Follow the YouTube channel, Flat Rate Tech Podcast. I'm saying Flat Rate Tech Podcast too much. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. I'll catch y'all next time.